Here's what you need to know.
Gav's left, you know.
The Gold Coast Triple M Breakfast Show with Plan and Spider.
Yeah, plenty you need to know at the moment. The call on travel, the chook, Anastasia Palaszczuk, she's going to make the call. They're saying, you know, she's always said, we get to 80% vaccination, she'll open up the borders. But we understand that these goalposts have been changed in every state since they made them. Australia was supposed to be open at 80% and still at 95% in some states. They're still not open. So, look, it's going to be interesting. Hopefully they do make it a little bit earlier. But at the same time, if you are travelling anywhere outside of the borders, I'll double check, triple check. Because it is very confusing on what you're allowed to do. All that we know is that if you're going away, stay until at least the 17th, because when you come back to Queensland, you won't have to isolate.
That's right. But the Bathurst drivers will have to, though, won't they?
Yep.
Yeah, good stuff. All right. Listen, lots of safety cars yesterday. Chaz Mostert and Lee Holdsworth. Gee, Lee and Holdsworth drove beautifully yesterday. Yep. First couple of stints, he really, really did put things beyond doubt. And classy, watching him sit there trying just to see if he's going to win his first Bathurst, he was on the rack. But I have never seen so many safety cars. It basically handed them the race, if you ask me. But I've never seen a race stopped for an echidna on the track before. Like, to watch that echidna make his way around one of those left-hand corners and just get clear of the racing line, there was a reaction from one driver that he would have literally got an echidna in the front right. Right-hand wheel,
yeah.
And I don't know about you, but I don't reckon it'd do the tyre much good.
No, absolutely not.
Still, the echidna squeezed through the smallest gap I have ever seen.
Yeah.
What can echidnas do? That's magic. Anyway, look, he's not the biggest prick to cause a prang at Bathurst, is what I'm saying.
And it's great news that the Tweed, they had a vote over the weekend for the next mayor. They voted for a group of candidates at the moment. James Owen currently, he's a current deputy. He's in on top billing. And Chris Cherry is second. Okay. So interesting to see which way this goes. But they're not going to know for a couple of weeks. So if you're down on the mayor, I mean, if you're down on the Tweed and you're looking for your next mayor, I think it's going to be announced around Christmas time. So you've got a little bit of time to wait.
And that is what you need to know.